Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What the fuck is up? It's Friday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, the king of things, point guard of podcasting, back in your fucking ear holes. International superstar Zach D'Amico looking like a fucking big chewed up wad of bubble gum today.
I am also in your ear holes.
Yeah, that's what we do. I like your shirt, Zach.
Thank you.
It's very fun and festive.
Thank you. I'm trying to keep it colorful.
I like it. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. This is the only Real Ass Podcast in the world. But keeping it real ass, bringing you your news, your rumors, your fucking everything. We're gonna fucking wing it today. Who knows where we're gonna get to these notes. Who knows? I have a lot of notes. Shannon puts a ton of effort into these notes. A ton of fucking effort. She researches all day and all night. We may not even get to one of them. That's where we're the fuck at, okay? We have two white guests in studio, White Power Fridays. Brian Six is here.
Hey.
What's up, kid?
What's going on? How are you?
Colin Turrell's here.
What's up?
Why aren't you guys fucking excited to be here? It's a Real Ass Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, dude.
I can't.
Speaks for both of us.
Well, you guys get together. You're too cool for school. Like, no, it's a Real Ass fucking podcast. You can't be excited.
I'm excited as shit.
This is it.
This is a big fucking deal. If you're on Bobby Kelly's podcast, you'd fucking be like, ooh, ooh. All the fucking fun would come out of you guys if Bobby Kelly was in studio right now, right? This is a bigger show than YKWD, by the way.
Yeah.
It legitimately, probably by twice over. It's a substantially larger show than YKWD.
Probably three times.
Maybe. It might be.
Honestly, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Put some fucking respect on the Real Ass Podcast. That's what I say. Don't come in here and fucking disrespect the show.
We're not disrespecting.
Okay, I'm not Bobby Kelly. I'm not going to just fucking sit here and get fatter visibly by the moment. I don't know why I'm trashing Bobby today. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I'm coming at Bobby. I love him. He's like a fucking brother to me. Maybe a father. Maybe closer to a father.
Mm.
So... Don't disrespect Bobby either. How about that, boys?
Don't turn it on us.
I was testing you to see if you were going to defend Bobby a little bit. You did nothing. You just sat there and let me shit all over him. We wouldn't be here without him. Without Bobby Kelly, we would not be here right now. It's a fact.
All right.
Okay?
You think so?
Yeah, I wouldn't be here.
Why?
He would have moved to L.A.
I would have moved to L.A. and I would have definitely quit comedy. I would be a personal trainer at an L.A. Fitness right now.
Ooh.
Jacked.
Yeah, but think about the chicks. Oh, that'd be great, dude. If you're working in the Equinox and
making probably as much money.
Oh, dude.
Maybe making more money.
You're probably banging younger girls somehow.
If that's possible. If that's legal.
Listen, Colin. Where there's a will, there's a way. We're gonna go fucking. I'm a personal trainer in Brazil.
We should do the statutory tour. We go to all the
a statutory,
yeah, exactly. Statutory.
And you want to go do a fucking statutory? We'll go to all
Mississippi
the,
or something. I don't
all
know.
The all states where and it's countries like where it's under 16 years old is the age of consent.
The problem with those countries is they're icky.
Yeah, they tend to be shitholes.
You don't want to go to India and have 15-year-old Indian.
Well, that's crazy. First of all, that's also not only are they underage, but they're also ugly. Like, I don't want to have sex with
the Indian women go from 12 to 75 in a day.
Yeah.
I mean,
a 15 year old Indian girl, I might as well fuck a 30 year old white woman. they got years on them already.
Yeah. If I had to guess, you know, this tour, we could go to some pretty cool places.
Statutory.
Because I bet you, like, you go to like fucking like Fiji.
Yeah, you think so?
Fiji.
Yeah.
I bet you the age of consent is like next to nothing. Rare.
It's like culturally accepted.
So they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Fiji.
I don't even know if they have laws. I don't even know if Fiji's a real place. That might just be water.
Yeah, I think it's just water.
You don't even need to go that far. I'd say just Mexico.
Alabama.
Alabama's
like 16, I thought, isn't it?
Is it?
I think there's places that are... New Jersey is 16.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, there's a few states that legally, if you look into it, it's
New York. 16.
And then I if you ever had a conversation with a 21-year-old girl, you're like, that should be illegal.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
It's like physically amazing.
I'm turning 40 in like 10 days or 2 weeks or whatever it is. And you talk to a girl who's like under 25 and it's like you're talking to an actual child.
Oh,
yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. I love the statutory idea. We can go around the country and go to places.
Just on the basis of a pun, we're going to go organize an entire
Winnebago. It's not like, I'm not Chris D'Elia where like underage girls want to fuck me.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to just stare at them at the mall like I would when I was a teenager and not have the balls to talk to them.
Yeah, you got
to
put the work in.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I wish a child would be attracted to me.
You're just in,
that's the name of the tour.
In line at an Auntie Anne's. I wish a child was attracted to me.
I wish children wanted me. I got nothing. I get no
whole set.
Doggy, I get no sexy looks from children. Almost never.
The women that approach on a Skanks gig, the my favorite ever is a girl showed me her tits after a gig, and she was not bad for five kids, huh?
Funny.
There are 31 states where the age of consent is 16.
Wow. It's all of them.
What's
it's all the states.
Now, what states are Delta 8 legal in? Is there a crossover?
Holy shit, dude. All right, that's actually great. The Venn diagram, Yo Delta presents the statutory with Brian Six, Colin Charles, Zach Amico, and Luis J. Gomez. And whatever of the 42 the 42 states.
We're rolling true. Yo, Atlanta, what up, Atlanta?
the Venn diagram of whatever states are legal, Kratom's legal in, or I'm sorry, Delta 8 is legal in,
okay,
and the age of consent is 16 or below. Those are the main markets that we hit.
Below, there's nowhere.
There's nothing below, is it? I was just gonna ask.
Oh, I bet you there's a state below 16,
like Alaska, probably somewhere shitty.
Is there a state below 16? That's crazy.
No. There's not.
That's crazy that the Gas Digital Studios are not relocating there right now.
Do you? What is it? All 16, Shannon?
Yeah, it's 31 of the states are 16. 6 of the states are 17, and 13 of the states are 18.
Ugh, prudent
states. Oh, God, dude.
Is that fucking Vermont?
Okay, fucking boring. Who's the 13 states that actually get it? The 13 states that, honestly, that are still too young. The 13 states that are actually genuinely still too young.
There should be a 12-year gap.
It's Arizona, California, Delaware, Florida.
Florida's 18.
Yep. No way.
Yeah, because they would. That's why they're like, dude, we make it any younger? They're
18. No, it's like if they say 18.
Yeah, so that's what I mean.
They know you're going to go 2 years underneath it.
A Tallahassee 18. Fucking anywhere else, 12.
We call it a Zach Amico 18 if they got a tattoo or a piercing.
Yeah. It's like the speed limit. It's a suggestion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Of course.
Idaho, Kentucky.
I had a pimp.
North Dakota.
It's my favorite joke as a kid. Guys, you remember that one?
Yep.
Remember that one?
Idaho.
What state do potatoes come from? And you're like, Idaho. And you smack him in the face. You go, I had a pimp. That was my favorite type of joke in middle school
and
high school.
That's your favorite type of joke now.
Physical bully joke.
Yes, bullying.
Hurting someone.
Bully, yeah, like.
Ha ha.
Ah, hurts, don't it? Thank you, good night. Bangkok.
Yeah, I was just going to hit you in the Bangkok.
Yes, Bangkok.
Bangkok was big.
That way, like, you know, close your eyes, you're walking through the forest, bang, you hit a tree, mm-hmm. You just fucking punch somebody in the forehead. If I could do that to the audience every night, I would.
Punch them in the head.
I haven't figured out a way to hit the audience all at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you still, you were wrestling some women for a while on stage.
Oh, yeah, what? I did wrestle some women. I challenge bitches to come and try to take me.
What are you, Andy Coffin?
Kind of. I got wild, dude.
Yeah, it was like a WWF.
When I run out of material, I run out of material.
You start beating up bitches?
Dude, I start to fucking.
Yeah, cry. I ran out. Get up, you fucking bitch.
I don't care about a black guy.
Do a joke, yeah? You want to see a joke whore?
You want to see me chug this guy's bottle of Jim Beam on stage right now?
Get up here. What is the capital
of Thailand? And then I understand why I don't feel good the next day?
Dude, that was crazy.
And say I have a stomach virus?
That was the sickest I've ever been in my entire life.
I love it.
You were that show too, right?
Which one?
Were we all there?
Which one?
How drunk was I? It was a Soul Joel gig?
Yeah.
Some weird...
Was that the Legion Skanks one?
No, it was a different one.
Yeah. It was the kid presented it as a Skankfest thing.
Yeah.
He was like a Skankfest preview.
Oh, and like, yeah.
And he asked me if he could do that like months before, and I was like, yeah, sure. I was like, I didn't even understand what he was talking about. Yeah, I was like, what is this Skankfest preview that I'm on?
Now you signed a contract.
What is happening right now? How am I a part of this? My partner's like, did you approve this Skankfest preview? And I was like, yeah, I did. It's a great idea.
We were on the bonfire one day, and they were going through some guy, some fan, and he makes all this merch. And they were just like showing off his stuff. Like, this guy's great. And then they went down, and then he just had all this like illegal bonfire knockoff merch. And they were just like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like live on air there, it was like, oh.
There's one dude right now. I have to almost reach out to him. It's so good, this design. Look it up on the Legion of Skanks subreddit. It might be on the Legions on Skanks subreddit or the Legion of Skanks fan subreddit. But a guy made a, it looks like the Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh, yeah.
But it says the Real Ass Podcast Experience, which I've always made the, you know, rape Real Ass Podcast Experience. I've always made that joke. But he has my face drawn in the same way as Joe Rogan's face. And it's such a cool fucking logo. I'm like, fuck, dude, I might have to have a rape shirt. I've been trying to not have a rape shirt for years.
Boy.
For years. I mean, every day the idea seeps into my brain. Every day.
Yeah.
And look at this.
Ah, that's pretty good.
The Real Ass Podcast Experience.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's good.
No, that's good. Because it doesn't say it.
Look how happy they are.
Yeah. This guy's already selling them. That's hilarious.
Do you see it instead of a third eye, it's a vagina?
It's a vagina. It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Go buy one of the shirts, guys. Fuck. You know what? Support this guy. You know what? I don't even give a shit. I thought he just put the design up and he was like, look, we should do this, but he's already selling
There's
it.
There's a whole
like,
Louis J. Gomez merch.com. You
know, fuck Dylan. How about that? Can this guy run our merch company? Is that possible? Can I hire this guy to come to New York and run podcast merch? Guaranteed he did a better job than Dylan.
Dylan's running your merch?
Don't even get me started, dude. Don't even get me started.
All right.
Anything to get him away from microphones.
You
run the company.
You put in fake orders. And
yeah, you're the vice president.
Go make some shirts. Don't
fucking talk.
He's like, yo, what up?
Do you know that there's a new fashion trend? It's dressing like a fucking bull dyke.
What?
I've been ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
What? Straight women are dressing like lesbians?
I think. Yeah. Right here. Look. Dressing like a lesbian is sexy, powerful, new trend, fashion experts are saying.
It's just a suit.
Yeah, why is that lesbian?
Well, she is.
I mean, that's
yeah, isn't she?
Well, she's she half is half, a lesbian.
Right?
Is she a lesbian? I think she's a vampire.
Yeah.
What is she?
That's a vampire.
Who's that?
Well, there's a whole thing in New York that I don't know if it's anywhere else in the world that I've seen this, where hot girls dress like shit. They dress like absolute fucking
shit. I've been
seeing
that.
No, that's common.
I hate it.
Yeah.
It's be a hot girl, you bitch. You fucking bitch. And it's because Hollywood these days, they're not putting hot women in shit anymore. Now it's like every commercial, every movie, you see some dumpy, frumpy bitch.
All these actors are good. Ugh.
It's not just that. It used to about being good was more than just being good at saying lines. It was being good in everything, in life. Mm. You there was a commitment to being you're elite. You're a fucking Hollywood actor. I'm sorry, like you're supposed to look and be better than everyone. And if they want an ugly person in a movie, it was an Oscar-worthy performance if Halle Berry could make herself ugly for a role. We're like, wow, dude.
Charlize Theron,
right? Somebody will gain weight or lose weight, like a hot fucking dude. Like he looks like shit. You're like, dude, this guy's a genius, dude.
just it looks like just what's the man's name from the Batman? Christian.
Christian Bale. Yeah, he got all fucking skinny and fucking.
He'll shave his head and gets a comb over. He just looks like some regular guy. Yes. Everyone's like, oh God.
Oh my God, he's a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, retards and uglies. That's how you win Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
You got to act as.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. The way that women would become ugly, like Charlize Theron or Halle Berry in their respective movies, Leonardo DiCaprio would have to become a tard.
He did. Gilbert,
he did.
Right?
I know, of course.
Barney.
I don't think
so. And that, for a while, that was it. Hot dudes would become tards. Women would be ugly in movies. And that was the representation of tards and uglies. I don't want tards and uglies in movies. I'm sorry. I feel like, what are we fucking doing here? You know, and I'm not saying it's you, Zach, because you were both retarded and ugly. So I see you over
here.
You
know, all our great actors have been classically good looking, though. Gandolfini, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Steve Buscemi.
Yes, you're naming outliers. You're naming...
No, I'm naming the most talented people. Naming,
the most talented actors and actresses.
No, you're naming some cretins that, that live amongst the beautiful, beautiful people in Hollywood. Okay? Am I crazy to say this, that Hollywood has sort of...
Daniel Day-Lewis, is he hot?
I don't know. But people like his acting.
He's a good actor.
He
played My Left Foot, Christy Brown.
He played...
I Love You, Mary.
He played...
Let Christy Take It. Did you watch that movie?
Yeah.
It's good.
Abraham Lincoln, too, right?
Played Abraham Lincoln. Yep. He did There Will Be Blood.
He's beautiful. He's a beautiful man, Zach.
Yeah.
For every ugly person that's a great actor, I can name five others that are great actors that are also beautiful.
Also, by the way, all those people you named, like, if they were in this room, they'd be the hottest people in this room.
Yeah, even though he's better looking than any of us.
I wish I looked like that. Now, dead. All these, and even an ugly actress is still the hottest person in the world.
Yeah. Buscemi is pretty fucking gross.
Like, Ketchum Bates would get it.
Dude, Buscemi's teeth look like they hurt. Like,
it's Buscemi. Yeah, like, his eyes are looking...
I mean, what a commitment to the bit, right? Like, he's got the money.
Yeah, he's in everything, too.
He could have easily just said, all right, I'm going to fix my teeth, because this is crazy. Like, what's going on in my mouth? Pull up and see Buscemi's teeth. That's great. I went to the dentist yesterday.
I've always been distracted by his eyes.
I have decent teeth.
Yeah, he's got tardy eyes.
I have decent teeth, right?
Yeah.
But I go to the dentist, and, like, the cleaning product, like, every bit of it, like, I asked her, I was like, can I just knock all my teeth out and get fake teeth?
Yeah, perfect.
And she was like, look at that. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, why is he straight? He could have straightened him out.
Why? Has anybody ever asked him in an interview? Because that would be my first if I ever interviewed Steve Buscemi.
I think at this point it's part of his character.
I would go, why haven't you fixed your fucking teeth, dude?
It makes him look like a regular person.
Yeah.
Does it? It looks like a fish.
He's a character actor.
Not a regular
person. Looks like I wouldn't get in a lake if they told me there's Steve Buscemi in there. Oh, I'm like, I'm not at risk.
Pulling that thing out of the ocean.
Watch out! Just a couple of Buscemis down there.
You gotta cut the line, dude.
I got nipped. You got nipped by Buscemi.
I caught a Buscemi noodling.
noodling. Dude, you put your hand down. Just comes up.
I got a buddy who went out drinking years ago when they were like in their early 20s, and they went back to somebody's house and they all passed out there, and they woke up to Steve Buscemi bringing them all orange juice and breakfast. It was Steve Buscemi's kids.
Wow.
Oh, no
shit. They didn't know. They just went back to his house. Can you imagine opening your eyes hungover to Steve Buscemi hovering above you?
I'd be like, what the fuck did I do?
What did I get into?
A tray with orange juice and stuff?
Yeah, he said he just woke all the kids up and gave everybody breakfast.
He's a fireman, right? Isn't he still a fireman?
I don't know if he's still active as one, but I remember like 9/11, there was a big deal because he went up and went with his old company.
I don't know what they call it, under reserves or whatever. But he's like
was a volunteer firefighter.
Volunteer,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, like
he was an actual firefighter back in the day, and then he became a famous actor.
Yeah, before he became an actor.
I'm just saying that even if I was a firefighter, I would fix my teeth. Yeah, I would show up, I'd be like, you know what, dude? I'm sort of like, I have the most fucked up teeth at the firehouse. Like, everyone's sort of looking at me. It's kind of distracting.
I think it's actually, they get to a certain point where they're all so rich and successful that's the baller move, where they look at people with, like, nice teeth, go, piece of shit.
Yeah, it's like the reason Bill Gates doesn't dress nice.
He thinks dressing nice is actually for below you. Looking good is a very poor person thing.
Yeah, there's rich people and there's wealthy people.
Yeah. Okay, this is unhealthy. The coloration between those teeth, like
that one on the right looks like it hurts.
That
dude.
Shit looks like it's God painful, damn. Doggy. I just got my teeth cleaned yesterday, and I thought I had nice teeth until I fucking started going to the dentist twice a year, and they were like, no, your teeth fucking suck, dude.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn nightmare in there. And I mean, I couldn't imagine like walking around that way. I'm self-conscious now to smile, and I think I have a decent smile. That's crazy. Give us a list of the worst teeth in Hollywood.
Buscemi's got to be top three.
I have a list of the ugliest actors in Hollywood, and some of them have pretty fucked up teeth. Especially the first one, Ricky Gervais.
He's just crazy looking.
But that's just a gap.
I see my Justin Silver impression for Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Hi, I speak dog. Hi, I'm Justin Silver.
That's just Clint me. Howard. It looks like me.
Yeah,
Clint Howard, yeah.
Michael Barryman
also looks like me. That's who the fuck is that?
He's from
Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah, dude.
That's a real face?
Yeah, no, he walks around like that.
Weird science.
He's a big boy, too.
Yeah. He's still alive, right?
Yeah, he does cons.
He does what? He does what?
Conventions.
Oh.
Ah, Gerard Depardieu. Remember he got canceled for rape? Whatever happened to him? Did we ever figure out if he raped that French bitch?
He's got a fucked up nose.
Didn't we decide that French people can't rape because they're too sexy? Did we decide at the end of the show?
I think you're thinking of Pepe Le Pew.
No. It was Gerard Depardieu.
Similar.
It was la blah de blah. It was obviously a la blah de blah.
Gerard Depardieu raped a cat. But one of those things that paints the lines on the street and got over it and confused him. And he thought it was a woman.
I do think during the Me Too movement, weren't all the French women out protesting the Me Too movement? Like, France was like the only
they're
country.
Like, yeah, come on. They're like, mm-hmm. We let this fuck.
What were they protesting?
Because they're like, don't take away our sexual harassment. I feel good when I go to work and my boss come in my coffee. That is a sign of respect. you Americans.
No, my boss comes in, he says he can smell my pussy. I say, thank you.
Yeah.
Good lord.
You know, he got canceled. Gerard Depardieu.
A little bit of.
So it looked like he was charged. The charges were dropped because of lack of evidence. This past summer, they just reopened the case. So it seems like it's still underway.
He's like, ah, fuck. I almost got away with it.
And I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you.
If it wasn't for your snooping children.
I said to him, Gerard Depardieu.
And I would have gotten away.
I tweeted that out.
Damn it.
Would have happened.
I would have got away with it too if it wasn't for getting caught.
I would have gotten away with it too if I did not leave so much physical evidence, you know?
I would have gotten away with it if rape wasn't illegal.
I should have worn a condom, you know?
There's no way raped someone with a condom. Hold on.
I would have gotten away with it too if she did not get some of my skin underneath her fingernails. You know what I'm saying, huh?
Nice. So he's gone. He's acting in French movies, right?
Is he still acting though?
He's got to be.
I think he was canceled hard. I think he was it was like a hardcore parkour rape. It wasn't like some Me Too shit.
It wasn't some silly Billy rape. It
wasn't what we would call a misunderstanding.
Yeah, look, Louis C.K. was a silly Billy. Let's get real.
That's not even in the silly Billy realm.
It's a silly Billy.
That was an uncomfortable-ism. And that was it.
We should actually call it a Louis. It should be called a Louis when...
That was a Louis,
Do something like... You cross the line slightly. Like, I'm talking about, like,
creepy.
Yeah, slightly.
Creepy.
But it's called pulling a Louie.
Pulling a Louie,
and that's going to be something in our vernacular for the rest of the time. Everyone, all the Real Ass Podcast fans out there, that's pulling a Louie.
Yeah, I think you should judge it by,
I think we've all pulled a Louie or two in our lives.
Who hasn't Louied?
God knows.
Come on.
God knows I've missed the mark. God
knows.
It's like, I'm joking if you say no. I'm serious if you say yes. You ever heard that classic one?
Look, we've all fumbled the ball. Okay, they used to call me Butterfingers.
Whoops.
Hey, you got to learn to read the room.
All right, come on, guys. We're just kidding. We've never had a Louie.
No.
Can we do our plugs real quick? We never even plugged. Let's get them out of the way. Then we'll start the show. Six.
Plugs? Listen to Wi-Fi Podcast, Patreon, all the streaming channels. And then on the 29th, we're back at Helium Comedy Club for Going to Hell. Good lineup. Ian Finance, Ryan Long, Karen Feehan, three Philly guys. It's good. Sick. Be there.
Sick.
Nice.
Colin?
You can check out my podcast, the Column Tyrrell Podcast, available everywhere. And then myself, Mike Rainey, and Tim Butterly are doing a little tour. Just a mix of stand-up and podcast. And we're coming to Buffalo. We're coming to Philly.
What?
We got Indianapolis, Cleveland, Detroit, Austin, Houston, a bunch of stuff. So just follow me on social media to get all those tickets. Thank you.
Sick.
I'll be on the road with Lewis, but in that April 8th, my new movie is at the MOMI, and April 10th, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. Next week, me and Zach will be on Long Island. Governors and Brokerage are on Long Island. going to be a ton of fun, the 25th and 26th. Then next month, I'll be in D.C. I'll be in Chicago. I'll be in Niagara Falls and more. Lots more dates coming to you. This entire summer is going to be filling up, and the website will be updated very soon. So go to lewisofskanks.com to see me coming to a town near you. Also, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows right here on the network. I think we're like 8 days with no crashing of the server now, Shannon. Bobby, how many days? I think it's about 8 days, huh? Two Thursdays ago, I think, was the last crashing of the server.
Up, nigga.
Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, and yeah, that's that. All right. So, we were talking about the lesbian fashion trend. I feel like Andrea has the perfect. Andrea, can you show your outfit for us? This is sexy now in the eye of everybody. Here, good. Put her on camera. Can we get her on camera, guys? Somehow. Yeah, come stand over here. Yeah.
Stand on the desk.
Come stand next to me, Andrea. This is now this is what they're saying. This is the new look of sexy.
No.
Are you a lesbian?
No, they're not.
Are you a lesbian?
No.
You're not?
Everyone assumed that Andrea was a lesbian when they meet her. And then somebody told me she wasn't, and I didn't believe them. I was like, no, that's a lie. Straight from the horse's mouth. It was Shannon.
Don't say that to her.
It was Shannon.
Nice.
Come on, Shannon. That was pretty good. Fuck off. Shannon, why don't you start dressing like Andrea and people start thinking you're sexy again?
Yeah.
I'm okay with you guys not thinking I'm sexy.
Wow.
She says that.
Wow. Wow.
Women want to be wanted.
I'd smash Andrea. I'd give it to her. But just for comment.
It's a bit early for that. I'm too hungover.
Text me at the noon.
I'm too hungover for this. The day after St. Patrick's Day.
I do it for the cookies.
It's like 2, 3 at the noon. Hit me.
I do it like as a goof. Just like for fun.
Texting people. Like, yeah, you'll never believe what I did.
Honestly,
say.
Dude.
Total goof.
I'm a.
I goofed her.
Goofed all over her face.
Started with a little Louie, ended up goofing her.
I thought I was just going to pull a Louie and be funny. She took the bait, and I went goof.
The full goof on this car.
I goofed her.
You never go full goof.
Shit. All right. Fuck. This is crazy. All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. If you guys are over the age of 18 years old, and you guys are in the market for Kratom, well, guess what? You can have Kratom delivered right to your door, okay? YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo, Zach.
Absolutely, and you guys notice your rent's going up, gas prices are going up, groceries are going up. You know what's not going up? A kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com. They guarantee you a $60 kilo. No reason to go to a gas station, a bodega, or a smoke shop when it get delivered right to your door for just $60 a kilo.
Once again, that is YoKratom.com. Support the company that supports us. YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? Let's talk about this story. A woman goes to the hospital because she has like a fucking raging UTI. Raging UTI. Ever bang a chick and like afterwards she's like, you gave me a UTI. I'm like, I don't even know if that's possible.
I don't know. Yeah.
I give you a UTI? Can we give them UTIs?
Is that
if I don't have a UTI?
Yeah, no, it's not like a sexually transmitted disease, but the act of sex can cause the UTI.
How could I cause a UTI?
It's not you, it's the act of sex. It's the sex with anybody.
Her whore body is probably reacting to her being a whore and going like, hey, just so you know,
God's way.
Stop taking strange cock in your body right now. And then it burns her.
Yeah.
To let her know. I can't do anything about it, right?
If you have a clean penis, then you're doing your part.
Cleanest.
Yeah.
How clean are we talking?
Yeah, what's the...
All right, let's... So maybe I can do something about it.
Hold on, Jenny. You're saying I can do something about this?
You should have asked the dentist about it. Can I use some of that cleaning equipment?
Shannon,
Lewis takes his dick out. It looks like Bart Simpson's hand crushed spit in it.
Oh, this might be me. So this woman goes in. She's got a raging UTI.
Raging.
Which,
so what that means? Like, she needs to pee all the time, right?
Can men get a UTI? I don't even know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How have I never had any of these things?
You probably did. Cranberry juice.
I just don't know. How do I not know?
Was it raging?
I think your cock is just sore all the time.
My dick always hurts.
It's just always sore, so it's like you just think that's normal.
Is that what's going on?
Have you ever gone for just a random STI checkup? Like,
yeah. I did very recently, actually.
Yeah.
Because my cock was burning. No, it wasn't. Ooh. I went to get my like annual checkup, and I was like, well, check me for everything as well. Like, do everything.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And yeah, I had everything. So
you had everything?
No, I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
But it's crazy to me that I've never had any STDs.
That's like wild.
No chlamydias, none of that shit. Not once ever. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you had chlamydia?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Did you, Six?
Yeah.
Have you?
I've never had STD.
No?
No, Zach, and I've played with fire.
Zach's saying no, like he's told his girlfriend no, but the answer is yes.
No. I've played with fire, but I've never had it.
What was it like to have chlamydia? And tell it just, how did you find out?
I went to the STD clinic, and they.
But you didn't have any symptoms.
I did. Yeah, I was like, I kept needing to pee. It was almost like I kept needing to pee more. So I'd pee and piss and piss, and then when it was done, it was like I still needed it, but there was like nothing coming out. You know, there was like urge. There was an urge to keep peeing.
Oh, I have that all the time.
But I told this story before.
I thought it was only when I do coke.
No, that also might be your prostate.
That's my coke. My coke dick. It feels like I got to pee at the end of it. It's called urinary incontinence.
That's kind of what it feels like. But I told you this story before. Was I went to the STD clinic and the girl was like, "Have you any symptoms?" And I was like, "Not really. It's kind of like I need to pee." And she's like, any discharge? And I was like, no discharge. And she's like, all right, let me see your cock. And then she pulls it out and she goes, that's discharge. And I was like, is it? She was like, yeah. I was like, oh, well, then I definitely have something. Yeah, it's been like that for a while. I thought it was just a cock.
It's been like that for a while.
I thought it was just cock drip, you know?
How?
What? I thought it was just a classic bit of cock drip. I didn't know that was.
What is your cock drip? Like a fucking St. Bernard? It just has it froths?
It just, yeah, you know.
It's like a beer tap.
Everyone's got a sticky penis, right? It turns out that's not the. It was so funny. She was like, any discharge? I was like, no. She's like, that is, can you see that? And I was like, yeah.
See that right there? See that drip? That yellowish, crusty drip?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. That was back when I was a bad boy.
Back when we were heathen.
Back when I was living in an Irish neighborhood where chlamydia was good. If you walk out of the STD clinic with chlamydia, you're like, fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it. Another one.
So I don't have anything.
All right, so this woman, she gets a UTI.
Yes.
And it's actually, turns out, it wasn't a UTI. She had a glass tumbler stuck in her bladder for 4 years.
Shot glass.
Yeah, like a shot glass.
What the fuck?
She would put things into her urethra for sexual pleasure.
She forgot.
The small hole.
Yeah. Yeah, we understood. That's horrible.
What's this, like the pee hole?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he didn't understand. What are you talking about, Zach?
No, the thing that girls tell you to stop fingering.
Yeah. Well, remember you find out there's two holes. There's not two holes. And then they go, no, right there.
I never learned what's going on down there. I feel like that's just not my business.
There's
a whole lot of shit going on in there. I don't want to know.
Sounding.
Yeah, urethral sounding.
Can we see a video of urethral sounding, please?
They're a good band.
Welcome to the stage.
They're just raging lesbians.
Yeah, a whole shot glass.
Yeah, so apparently it got stuck in her.
Well, that's the problem. The shot glass is like the shape. It's not a pull out shape.
Yeah, if it goes in, it's not going to come out.
Yeah, you're fucked.
So apparently it was encased in a stone. Like apparently her body built like a stone around.
Oh,
the around
it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like a kidney stone almost.
Yes,
it?
Yeah. Just to fucking.
It's incredible.
So they find this thing inside of her. She forgot about it. What a fucking pig. What an absolute pig.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Forgets about it.
You always hear about women forgetting, like leaving condoms and shit, or tampons.
I fucked a girl that forgot about a tampon inside of her.
Oh my God. Look at that. It's like a coconut.
So outside of it was the stone, the bladder stone that formed around the glass tumbler. It's about 3 inches.
That's the stone?
The stone is around it. Yeah, they took out, they extracted the stone, and then they cracked it open, and they found this glass inside of it.
I feel like this is like a Cracker Jack candy.
This one, I feel like, is inside of every Irish woman's pussy.
Yeah, you don't release a demon.
You get the prize.
Yeah.
How big of a whore do you have to be to forget
that you
let a guy do a Jaeger bomb out of your pee hole the night before?
Seriously.
I suppose it wasn't caveman fucking drawings on the side of that.
Can we see some urethral sounding, Shannon?
I'm trying to find... There's like a demonstration video.
No, I
I'm
want you to demonstrate for us, please, in the bitch booth. I don't have... No, I don't have a female urethra, Shannon.
Yeah, but your urethra, you'd be able to see it better. Because it's outside of your body.
I hate how she makes points sometimes. She makes good points every once in a while on the show. All right, give me
the idea of sticking something in my cock is so.
That, do they do that anymore? I haven't had that.
What?
In 20 years.
What?
Were they
the swab?
The swab?
No, they switched.
They cocked.
Do they not swab?
No. They don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that because that shit was like that is enough to make you not get an STD test. They they put it in the tip of your dick.
Yeah, but that's not the treatment. I think is for syphilis, where it's like one of those little cocktail umbrellas, and they shove it in, and then it pops up, and then they pull it out, and it scrapes all the shit out.
No,
that's for syphilis, I think.
No,
yeah, so that's I'll just go crazy. I'm all right.
I would rather give this to every woman I encounter than
feel a mild discomfort.
That's crazy.
Did any of you ever see that video from years ago? I think it was like called One Guy, One Cup or something.
And oh, two girls with one cup?
No,
one guy, one jar.
And he shoves the jar and then it just cracks inside.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know. I just remember that the other day going, what the fuck?
Yeah, we watched on Legion of Skanks, we did a thing called the Run the Gauntlet. I don't even think the website exists anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
But it was 25 videos and each video was more brutal to watch than the last one. Yeah, and that was one of the videos.
Suffocating the kittens.
I found urethral sounding but on a dude.
Fine, Shannon.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude, nice cock.
What is this?
Is he going inside with that thing?
Nice cock.
They're not shoving it down, are they?
No.
That's what you're sounding it.
Shut up. No, stop. Nice cock, though. Can I say it again?
Yeah.
It's a nice piece. It's not too big, but it's a nice shape.
If she comes, I'll shit my pants.
That's kind of like what my cock looks like, ultimately. Oh, my Christ.
Oh.
Oh, my Christ.
That'd be funny if a wine cork came out. I'd be like, whoa.
I can't even imagine how this is good for.
Why am I being turned on?
Oh, he's had practice too. That thing's going right in there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't.
I feel like it's going behind it, and this is just a magic trick.
Yeah. She's gonna pull out a handkerchief.
It keeps coming. What the fuck?
That is so fucking brutal.
That can't be. That can't feel nice, right?
Let me see.
I think you have to have a fetish for it.
That's it.
It's like a mental thing. It's not a physical.
Oh my fucking god, you whore bitch. I'd punch her right in the mouth.
Yeah.
I'd punch her directly in the fucking face. Stop it.
All right. I think we've seen enough.
Yeah.
Shannon, does that turn you on a little, Shannon?
No, it's horrifying.
Yeah. Did it turn you on a little?
No.
That cock didn't turn you on a little.
It's a nice
bit,
penis. It's like a perfect penis.
Wow. Look at Shannon being a slut.
But not with like a big, wide open urethra.
Shannon got crazy this morning. She got crazy inappropriate. I can't even say what she asked me this morning when I walked in, but it was like so, like Bobby was sitting right there and he was like, god damn, Shannon, really?
It's in response to your inappropriateness.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. She's pulling a little Louie, did she? Shannon's pulling a little
Louie. Pulling a Louie.
Shannon, my goof.
Oh, shit. All right, we must thank Zippix for supporting today's show. Zippix makes incredible little toothpicks that are laced with nicotine. I don't know if laced is the right word. Is there a negative connotation to say laced?
Laced sounds negative.
Yeah, we have dosed every one of these toothpicks with a little bit of nicotine, and it does get you a little bit of a nicotine buzzerooski, okay? I'm not a nicotine guy, but I'll tell you right now, all my friends that smoke cigarettes, I give them the Zippix toothpicks when they're flying, when they're on the train, when they're on a bus where they can't smoke. Zippix is there in a fucking jiffy to save your day.
Yep, they have a sublingual absorption system that gets you the nicotine buzz quick. It comes in 6 awesome flavors, including clove if you're a former gothic like me.
Or they have watermelon mint if you're a black person.
There's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and it costs less than a pack of cigarettes.
Of course, ZippixToothpicks.com is the website, ZippixToothpicks.com, to start your healthier alternative to smoking today. All right, where were we? You know what? Let's go to Scam That Jew. This is an interesting Scam That Jew story.
Man, I feel a little overdue.
Are you?
I'm in the waves.
Hating you?
Yeah.
All right, this is a story about a Texas man.
Colin, were you also cold and hot at the same time? In waves?
I don't know what that means.
I feel like we're going through the same thing.
Oh, right, are you going through menopause?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you hungover too?
You got cold sweats this morning?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys hungover?
The waves,
a little bit.
The hangovers are hitting me now.
Crazy last night?
Not crazy,
but just out. Yeah. Fucking drinking. Paddy's day, you know.
I just looked at your eyes and I was like, "Oh yeah."
It was just, I just felt the waves coming now. I was like, "Jesus, I need like a shower."
All right, so let's talk about this Texas man. He has a sleight of hand magic to beat Walmart out of over $2,700. Shannon, what happened here?
So he would go up to the cashier, and when the cashier gave him change, he would count it back to them, but then using sleight of hand magic would like pocket one of the bills and be like, "Oh, you shortchanged me." And over a period of time between January and February, he managed to make $2,700 off of Walmart employees.
How do they know that?
He bragged.
Was he arrested?
Yes, he was arrested.
What state was this?
Texas.
Well, of course.
I feel like how in a casino, if you can count cards, like
I feel like you don't have to be illegal. A fucking magician to rip off.
What's a magician?
You know, they get me too. You don't have to be a magician to rip off Walmart employees in Texas. You know what I mean?
It's
like sleight of hand. I get it, but also yeah, $2,700?
Sleight of hand.
Yeah, just steal.
I wanted to get arrested and he go,
I lied.
Smoke
bomb. He didn't get arrested. Here's a picture of him.
He has a cape. He looks like a magician. He has a cape and a big long mustache.
They're like, that might be him.
He holds up a cape and then disappears.
Wait, so what? He just go in and go, "Yo, you didn't give me the right
Penn
change."
Teller, watch out!
Watch out!
It's not much of a magician if you just like give me all your money with a gun.
You're just counting numbers to an employee at Walmart in Texas.
Yeah,
it's
so they're looking.
Like,
they're looking
40
for
bucks,
the guy.
They're like, "All right, got him."
Yes.
Was it all the same Walmart? Because at a certain point,
yeah,
they've got to go, "Wow, we really shortchanged this guy a lot."
Oh, it says here, our Walmart magician doesn't keep his performance local. Our post caught attention nationwide, and due to the amount of shares and media coverage, agencies from Georgia, Tennessee, Rhode Island, South Carolina, and Virginia also contacted them with similar cases with their newly famous magician.
Wow.
So this guy's just got a thing he's got, and then people caught on to it.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I say good for him.
Good for him, man.
If you are using, I don't even look at that as stealing. You're using sleight of hand magic in order to manipulate a person in front of you.
Mm.
I mean,
why not?
You're using magic for an actual, like, real utility. I think he should be commended.
Yeah.
He's great.
Did it explain exactly how he did it? Like,
the process?
Yeah, like what would he do?
Like what would be the
like would he go?
They would count the change out to him. He would count it back and pocket one of the bills.
Oh. Yeah,
and be like, "Oh, you owe me another 20."
Yeah, just counting it backwards.
There's another scam I knew when I was a kid that it was like a confusing the cashier scam.
I got caught once with that.
Yeah, and it's like you give me that back, and they ask you ask them for change. It's like asking for change.
So what you do is you go in and you say, "So you have a $50 bill or something like that," and or no, you say, "Hey, can I get a $50 bill for these dollars?" And then they give you the 50, and then you hand them like $49. And then the person goes, "Oh, you left me short." And they go, "Oh shit, really?" And they go, "Here's a dollar." And they go, "Actually," and then they hand you the 50 and go, "Actually, give you $100. And then they give you 100. But that's still the same 50, and then you end up leaving.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
the
it's just it's confusing. Yeah. Retarded people.
It happened to me. Yeah, it happened
that's
to me.
Really.
And you were just like,
I know.
Got him.
I wouldn't even mind. I knew something was
your
wrong.
Your dick was dripping. You're like, I can't pay attention to these numbers.
Yeah. No, because he got me and I knew something was wrong, but I just couldn't figure it out. I just knew.
A lot of people won't call people on their shit. You're like embarrassed. Like you don't want to like offend somebody. So.
I just couldn't figure out what he was doing. And then I even went, I knew something was wrong.
Just doing it in an Irish accent's even more funny. It's like, "So then you take the 50 and I take
the guy was like, I work next door, you know? And I was like, "Oh yeah, where?" He's like,
you know.
Shut the fuck.
I don't need my change.
The potato factory.
Don't you have a buddy who got really good on like vacation or something?
I don't know.
Somebody said they would write him a check. Or an ATM scam.
That happened to a comedian here. Someone was like, "Oh, can you lodge this check?" He's just some guy who's walking down the street. Some black guy walking down the street. I went over to some. He's
a
comedian.
Can you cash this check for me?
He's like, "Hey, you know, my bank account doesn't
work. I just
heard
about
this.
Can
you
cash
this check?"
Who was this?
What's his name? Gavin Matz. Matthew Gavin.
When was it?
A few years ago, during
say anybody came up with me with a check, I'd be like, "He goes, yo,
can you put this check in?
Like a personal check?"
Yeah, and then the guy was like, "Okay, yeah," and he lodges it into his account, and then it's like pending, and then he hands him the cash. He's like, "Have a good day. We're not all evil white people." And then the next day, he realizes,
"Psych!"
Him and all his friends just smoking weed, laughing.
Yeah,
dumbass white motherfucker,
stupid ass white.
That's a sick win.
Shit. Just popping bottles of Henny. Good. Good. If you get duped like that, you deserve it, right?
Yeah. I do think that, you know, there should be a little bit of room. You know how, like, there's, you know, like every, like, department store, like, they account for, like,
so much loss and theft.
Yeah. So much is going to be, like, in life, we should all put aside, like, you know, a certain amount of, like, money where we go, like, ah, you got me.
Yeah.
And I can't even be mad. Like, if somebody's got a good fucking scam, a really, really good scam, and they're just a hustler, that's a whole other job, dude. Being a hustler, just like collecting bottles out of the garbage can, that's a job. It sucks, right? Like, I wouldn't do that with my time, but it's a whole fucking job that somebody does, and they make their fucking money off doing it. Just like somebody that goes and works in a bank, or somebody that works at McDonald's, or somebody that fucking is a lawyer. It's just their own fucking hustle. It's whatever hustle you get into. But I don't know. Like, I feel like if you remove, like, the personal side of it, you know, you almost, like, respect it. I've been hustled so many times. So many times. And I respect it when it's done well.
Like what? Sure. Like street stuff?
Yeah.
Three Card Monty.
Yeah.
God damn it.
They get
I remember
you.
One time, dude, I watched him do Street Card Monty on Canal Street. This is when I first moved to New York City. There was, like, you know, there'd be a bunch of black guys just playing Three Card Monty. And the way Three Card Monty worked in New York City at the time, I'm assuming this is how it worked with everywhere, but I watched it happen because I would be selling comedy club tickets down there. And I'm just like people watching, right? I'm not playing. I'm like, this is fucking obviously like some sort of scam. Yeah. They're doing something, right? And what it is, it's a team of people, right? There's the guy who's doing the Three Card Monty, right?
Yeah.
Then there's two people. They're all black. They're all dressed the same. They're obviously on the same team. It's
and one of them just keeps winning.
Yeah. Let's call them cousins.
Yeah.
Dougie. They're so obviously working together, right? And they're just trying to scam tourists. So, you know, the one lady, she's winning. She's like, ooh, I'm winning. Woo.
Yeah. Ooh, mama.
Woo, mama. Mama didn't pass you.
Mama eating good tonight.
Woo. Doggy. And then there's another guy, and then they're all sort of watching.
Make mama a reservation at the Red Lobster. And then, endless scrimps.
Doggy. So then they finally catch a mark that's like gonna play, right? And you see.
Because they walk in and go, oh, this fucking dumb bitch is winning. I'm not a fucking crew.
But then, like, they're encouraging him to bet big.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching it happen. And the guy, like, wants to put, like, it's like a, you know, a tourist. And he wants to put like 20 down. Mm. He's like, I'm not taking a $20 bet. We only do big bets. Only do big bets. And then the other girl puts like another $500 winner right here. She's like, woo, Lord. Yeah,
right in his face. Right in his face.
Woo, I'm winning, baby.
Oh, Lord.
There was this Chinese guy. I watched this Chinese guy watching the cars going like, I can do this. Like,
They got a Chinese guy, dude?
He's going like, I'm doing this. And every time they're winning and going crazy, he's like, oh, I know I could have gotten that one. So I'm just watching him, and he's trying to make a small bet, and they won't let him.
What'd he go with? Did they let him play?
Yeah, with like for like $400, he puts down a bet. Of course, boom.
Straight away,
and then
he starts disappeared.
Yeah, he starts like flipping out. He's like, "What the fuck? You scamming me?" And then like somebody like yells, "Oh, the cops are coming!" Then this guy takes off, and the other person like fucking bumps the guy and runs that way. And then they're all gone.
Yeah,
and it all happened just like that.
Yeah.
They were like fucking hyenas in the wild, and I watched them fucking just.
One of them was Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. One was Cheech Marin.
It was legitimately like it was such a hustle, and it was so well orchestrated, and it was just so performative. The whole thing was performing to catch a mark, and then you get the person that's willing to put fucking real money down.
Well, they make a lot of noise, I think. So they're making a lot. Naturally.
Wherever they go,
that's a cultural thing.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with the game.
But what they do is, I think the idea is to kind of whip everyone into a frenzy.
Yeah.
So then you're not really thinking straight, and then next thing you know, you're just like, it's like that post nut clarity of like, oh shit.
Dude, I just watched Chinese go. Oh, and then no.
Did you try and sell them comedy tickets after?
No, the one, because it was three of them. It was two guys, the guy doing it, there was the other guy, then the girl. And the guy doing it started acting like he was the Chinese guy's friend. He was like, yo, man, that was crazy. They just left you like that. He's like, yo, you know what? I can get you your money back. I can get you your money
Brilliant.
Back. You see what he said the guy? And he was like, follow me, follow me. And then he started taking him down an alleyway. And I was like, this Chinese guy's going to die.
Yeah, just kill him. That's a weird scam.
Me, the guy who just robbed you. Come down.
I shit you not, dude. And he started just like this Chinese guy who barely spoke English, just sort of following this black guy down an alleyway. Jesus. And I was like, you're about to die, sir.
Yeah, this is a weird scam.
I had to sell, tickets to the New York Comedy Club.
And you said, New York crazy. You didn't say
only
it.
In New
only
York.
Only in New York.
If you can make it here.
Poor guy just got done driving a bus for 42 hours yep. straight.
Yeah.
It was, but I weirdly appreciated it. And I don't really feel bad for the Chinese guy who got hustled. If they killed him,
you know
I feel
what?
Bad for him. If they brought him down an alleyway and murdered him like it seemed as if it was happening, then I feel bad
for him. Sold him for parts. Yeah.
But if simply they were just robbing him,
there's gotta
how
be
do
a
you not recognize that you're being hustled
but
in that
I,
moment?
Yeah. I think there's a Chinese racism there when he was like, look at these fucking dumb blacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm no way I'm losing to these fucking...
Impossible.
And that's what I think was
mind
going through
his
little Asian
mind
head.
Impossible.
It's these fucking, yeah, animals. And then he gets fucking duped.
Yeah.
They have a bad gambling addiction, don't they, the Chinese?
Asians, yeah, maybe.
I think they're all addicted to that little game. What's that game they all play?
Baccarat.
Bing Bong or whatever.
Bing Bong. No, that's their son. It's the guy who got robbed.
That was him getting his head smashed against a wall.
They called him after
Bing Bong.
All right, Bing Bong.
Looks like a classic case of Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong Ching Chong's body was found behind
you
it.
Look, they banged his head here and then it hit right there and went bong.
Yeah.
God damn it. Detective. Looks like he was binged. Yeah.
He binged when he should have bonged. Yeah, so that was a solid scam. I'm trying to think if there's any other ones that I like witnessed firsthand that were like good.
Damn, the in finance happened to him in London. He lost all his money.
How?
Because he was walking across fucking the bridge and then they were doing the fucking thing. And then he's like, I think I can win. And he just lost all his money.
What, three card money?
Yeah.
Jesus. A British guy doing three card money? There's no way I could beat that guy.
Yeah.
It's like, step right up, step right up.
All right here.
All right here.
Oh, yeah, pull the other one,
This guy's been doing this his whole life. I can't beat him. Yeah, that's fine.
His name is Three Card Monty.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not even like, I can get into gambling, you know, but, like, that's just absolutely no way. Like, I used to do a scam.
Just don't do anything. Don't buy anything on the street. Anything's on the floor of the street. That's not a good.
I used to hustle kids in the lunchroom in middle school. And I used to do a thing with a string. The pizza guy at the local pizzeria taught me this, right? I almost feel like, do you guys have a string? Shannon, give me a string, like a shoelace. That long or so. I have to be able to tie it into a loop.
Shannon, I used to go up behind him and just choke the shit out of him. It's pretty good scam. No one caught me. Go to sleep.
And I used to just hustle kids with this, like dollars, all day long.
Would you give them a dollar and then it would be attached to a string and you'd yoink it back out of their pocket?
Shannon, how do you just have a string in your bag?
The brat.
That's weird.
I bought them to put in my sneakers because the other ones you don't have to tie. They're just elastic. I just haven't put them in my sneakers yet, so just don't dirty them.
What do you mean? What?
Shove it in my dick hole.
I see kids all the time with this. Shoving strings
in my dick hole. I'll be like, give me a dollar and I'll stop.
Yeah. I bet you a dollar I can make my dick dance.
Give me a dollar. I won't do it anymore. I'll keep going.
So what I would do here, I would tie it like this, right? So essentially, what I do is I say, Colin, I'm going to make a loop with, hold on, two holes. It's got to be a longer string. See how there's two holes?
Mm-hmm.
You put your finger in one of the holes, and when I pull it away, if it catches on your finger, you win. If it moves away, you lose. So go ahead.
So I'm going to do it?
One of these two holes. You lose. You owe me a dollar.
Fucking God.
But you could follow it with your eyes and just see. So the kids would just follow it. But there's a way to do it in the same way where both holes.
You just pull it
a different way?
Yeah.
No, you don't pull it a different way. You lay it down a different way, but it's so subtle, the difference, that. But so that's how I would get kids. They'd think they could follow it, and
nice.
Yeah, that was a solid fucking little scam.
How many times did you do that?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. I knew like magic tricks when I was a kid. I was into like, what? Well, fuck you, Bobby. Don't tell me what to fucking do. I was into like, yeah, like sleight of hand, and I was into fucking... Shanna, I tied this in a knot now. Is that a problem?
Can you untie it?
Give me a scissor.
For
a
dollar.
Let me show you a trick.
Shanna, give me scissors.
No.
Give no, me scissors.
Oh, is this another trick?
It I'll is a trick. Trick. I can do that one too.
Which one?
The oh, I'm going to cut your tie. And it doesn't cut.
Here, watch this. All right, watch. No. Ready? Here.
I'll show
you're going to cut it, actually, Shannon. Here, cut it right there.
Wow, there we go.
Cut it right there.
No. I promise you.
Just cut it. It's trust fine. Me, Shannon. Cut it. You're going to pay for this. Cut it. You're going to pay for it. You're going to kill me?
Okay, clean cut.
Now watch. I'm going to put it back together. Watch.
Get me some tape, Shannon. And watch this come right back together.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I just checked, they do have four, so I can get rid of one.
Shannon, stop these games. Hold on, I got this now. Give me a second, hold on. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
There it is. Wow.
Ta-da! Oh my God. Wait, hold on, ready, Shannon? Ready, wait, are you watching?
Stereo.
Watch this, ready?
He's punching in the face.
Yeah, dude.
Are you watching? Ready? Mind freak! Mind freak!
Wow.
Mind freak!
Yeah, the other part.
He just walks away with a cut.
He's got mind freaked.
The mysterious.
He got Louied.
Yeah, dude.
I fingered her the whole time I was doing that. I was fingering her. You guys didn't realize that.
How do you do that?
And now,
thing?
Shannon, if you check your urethra. What?
Would they cut it?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
He just did it there.
Okay. Oh, this is a good show so far. It's a lot funny. Of fun. All right. So, Shannon, what is this? A Russian model who trashed Putin on social media was found dead in a suitcase.
You don't say.
Yes. So, the girl is 23. And she went missing a year ago after her anti-Putin social media rant. But the two events did not appear to be connected. Vedler's ex-boyfriend, Dmitry Korovin, 23, has now confessed to strangling her to death before driving her 300 miles to the something region.
Why would they?
Because it's clickbait. They titled it like this, and then you read the article, and it's like, yeah. And her boyfriend did it.
But why would they do that?
Because it's in the Putin's in the news right now. Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah, then it'll get a lot
of clicks.
Bait.
That's infuriating.
Yeah.
That's not a fun story.
She's pretty cute, though.
Let me see her.
Yeah, let's see.
She tight?
She's toy. Yeah, she's toy, dude.
Right, there we go.
There's Putin for no reason. There's also Putin. Hello. I'm here. I have nothing to do with this story. Damn. Oh, hell yeah. Toy, dude.
Nice. That's nice. You want to judge women by how heavy the suitcase will be when you kill them. That's like a good rule of thumb, you know. Don't date someone where it's like a real struggle, you know. You want to have a nice carry-on sized woman.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I've dated a couple fucking check your bags.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
a couple you know, check your baggage type of girls.
Yeah,
I need the cart.
Absolutely. Yeah. Must be thrilling to kill someone, right? It must be like, just like the adrenaline must be wild.
I don't know. I feel like it would be very...
I bet it's like that, remember before you said the post-nut clarity? I bet there's a post-kill like, oh, fuck.
It's just, you know, the idea of driving down the street with a fucking dead body in your car was like fucking wild. Just at any moment, you're just like, ugh.
I think I would feel bad. I have a recurring dream where I've murdered someone, and the anxiety that I feel from having murdered somebody and running from the police is very real.
I have that too, where it's like you killed somebody a long time ago
and
hid the body, but now the cops are coming over and they know where it is and you have to find it.
Yeah, shit like that, yeah.
And then you wake up and you're so relieved.
Yeah. Mm. Not that I felt bad that I even killed somebody, just I don't want to get in trouble.
That's it, yeah.
It's the anxiety of it being all taken away.
Yeah, I would end up just ratting myself out, do some coke one night, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just fucking, don't tell the cops. I killed her.
It was thrilling.
It was trilling.
It was trilling, yeah.
It was trilling.
Trilling, like a villain.
I cut her up. I put her in a bag.
I put her in the carry-on.
I put her in my carry-on. She was very tight. She was very tight, Your Honor. She fit right in my book bag.
I feel like if I was to kill my girl, I'd crack her in the head with a shovel.
That'd be the way?
Yeah. I always imagine the way to kill her. And what in my head is the two of us, we're rolling a body. The two of us are in the desert and we roll a body into a grave. And I don't know why we killed the person, but I know it's her fault. And then she's like, oh, we got away with it. And then like, with the shovel, crack her in the back of the head. She falls in. And then I bury the two of them at the same time.
Can I tell you the problem with
that? That's my fantasy. Please.
And I feel like shovel cracking would not be, it's not a foregone conclusion that she gets knocked out. So now she's looking at you.
And I'm burying her alive like in casino.
Terrible, dude.
She's just like, ow. Like, shut up, bitch.
Ow.
She's still yapping. Fuck up. Can't even kill me right.
I'm
like,
ah, you stupid bitch. Also, digging a hole big enough for two bodies is it's a lot of work, dude.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she'll be tired,
dude. I buried one time. I accidentally killed a kitten.
What the fuck, dude? Yeah,
I accidentally killed a kitten.
Can't be telling people that.
Yeah, it's a fact. What am I gonna fucking? I didn't do it on purpose. I wouldn't tell people if I did it on purpose.
Pet it too hard.
I was trying. I put it in the dishwasher to clean it.
No, I've told the story plenty of times, but I had like a reclining chair.
Oh.
And it climbed up in the chair.
Oh, no, man.
Snap its neck. Yeah. Going like, back.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you just went, oh, time to put my feet up.
It was a weird kind of chair. Like, the chair was like, it wasn't a regular
kitten. Kitten!
It had little mini guillotines inside of it.
Oh, that was Jesus. Like, little cat size.
Little cat size.
It was weird. The chair had buck teeth, slanty eyes, and a hat like a lampshade.
Wild.
So it went up in the chair, and the way the chair almost was like on a swivel. So it would, the chair would recline, but the chair was also like on like a swivel. Like,
yeah, I know the almost,
yeah.
I know
it was a very comfy chair. And this cat went in the chair, and I was looking for the cat. And I was like, where's that cat? And I moved the chair.
Oh,
the chair just like kind of swiveled around, and that cat was in there. And it's like, I didn't hear anything.
And you had to like reach in and pull it out.
Yeah, I was like, where is this cat? I was like, are you in there, cat? Then I felt its body stuck, and it was still warm.
Oh, no, man.
Brutal.
That's so upsetting.
It's like a candy bar gets stuck in a vending machine.
So, I started smashing it.
Little shakes the chair, and there's four more cats. Like,
come on, you fucking piece of shit.
So then, oh, a lighter.
Yeah, looking for that.
So then
you pull him out. He's just like, it's like a lollipop stuck to him and shit.
It's a sack of Jewy a dollar. Yeah.
Just a little dirty kitten. Oh, man, I can't even imagine. What, you just fucking lob him in the trash?
No, so, well, that's what I was, this is where this all came from, about burying a body, right? So then I was like, this is terrible. I felt so bad. My cat, I mean, she was looking at me like I'm an asshole. She was her kittens.
Oh.
She was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What was the cat
furious,
like?
Furious.
Of course.
She killed her. Meow, meow, meow.
Was she like licking it, trying to.
Yeah, like going up to her. Meow.
Listen to me, cat. He's gone now. You got to get over this. You got to move on. Things happen, okay? Someone might have killed it. Let's not get bogged down in the details.
Look, honestly.
You
can
have more, bitch.
Honestly, it was kind of thrilling.
Yeah. One tiny suitcase, please.
I'll leave a handbag.
So wait, you said the cat was the mom cat, the mother of the kitten.
Yeah, the mother was not happy.
Okay.
I would be pretty ticked off.
They know when their baby's dead.
They know
when
sure.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. She was furious. This cat never looked at me the same, I gotta be honest with you.
Because you're murdering her young.
Yeah, dude. So anyway, so then I felt like really bad. I was like, I gotta bury this thing. We gotta like have a proper funeral.
Yeah.
So I got a fucking shoebox.
Yeah.
Proper. Size 13, 13 Nike, which is a little roomy for this cat, to be honest.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I had to like stuff it with like newspaper on the side so it didn't shake around. And then
put both parts of the cat in there.
Dude, then I with a hand shovel, like a gardening shovel,
yeah,
I went out back to dig a hole big enough for this
Shoebox.
Shoebox.
Mm. What time of year was it? Was it cold?
I I think it was maybe the fall, so it wasn't. It wasn't like completely cold.
But right, right.
It wasn't easy. Mm. I'll tell you this much: I gave up halfway through and just buried that cat's body.
Yeah,
you just loved it in.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
That shoebox was
kept
not,
the shoebox.
It was crazy. The size. Go try to bury a fucking shoebox.
No,
it is a whole to do. It's a whole to. I couldn't imagine burying a human body.
What would the What were the cat's names?
Ben.
Ben?
Snap, Bent. Crackle, Pop.
The mom was a black cat. She tried to jump in the hole.
Oh, no, take me instead.
The little cat's dancing with the shoebox.
Hitting with their purse.
These stories all interconnect because I've told these stories all in different podcasts, but like this is the same cat that, remember when I woke up and there was a sound of
glass,
of
right?
Glass breaking. Like I was asleep one night.
It was like Stone Cold Steve Austin came in.
Dude, I'm in my apartment. I lived in a basement apartment in Brooklyn, and I just hear, over and over again. Now I'm asleep. Now I'm a fuck. Like I'm 19 or 20 at the time. I'm like, you know, a scrub. So I'm like, who's breaking glasses in my kitchen? And I'm sort of like half asleep. I don't care that much. I'm like, what's happening out there? Mm. I don't have a roommate, but I'm just like, like just faintly. It's like there's somebody. It sounds like somebody's like throwing glasses on the floor over and over again, right? And I'm like, what the fuck is happening out there?
The cat was walking along, wasn't
it? No. My cat, this cat specifically, was a whore who was not fixed, right? Mm. So she would just fucking, you know, she would go in heat and she would fucking start screeching in the windows and putting her pussy in the air and creating pheromones. Oh. So one of the neighborhood, like, feral cats broke into my house. He kicked in my window.
So like Lewis the cat.
Yeah.
And he fucked her. And then he tried to get back out, right?
Yeah.
But he, like, it was a basement apartment, so the windows were up here. So he was trying to jump up to the window, and he couldn't. And he kept on crashing down on the glass that he had broken. So I come out to this feral fucking cat, this big black feral cat, with bloody paw prints up and down my wall. Jesus. As it keeps on trying to claw its way out. And I was like, what the fuck? And then he just ran all over my apartment with bloody cat paws everywhere. With this glass and cat AIDS blood all over my ass, dude. And it was that, I think that was the father of the kitten that I killed. Oh. So you know what?
You know, fuck him.
You know what? Fuck him and fuck his dumb baby.
Yeah, good. Spectacular. That's funny, man.
Fuck me.
Nice.
That's a good old. That's why I don't want any pets.
Yeah.
My sister tried to get me to take one of her cats. I was like, no, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I've had my run-ins.
Yeah. Nah, no cats.
I've been responsible for the deaths of too many pets. Too many pets by accident.
That's what they. That's kind of what they're there for.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's almost like they tell you, like, oh, get your kid a pet to teach them responsibility. But it's really to teach them to be okay with accidentally murdering their friend.
Yeah.
You're training them to, like, to cope with you. Oh, you accidentally murdered your turtles. So now deal with that pain.
Yeah.
And then you get through it. You're like, you know what? Fine. I'm a little bit better because of it.
Yeah.
So. Let's talk about this. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. There's another video of a guy getting suffocated by a cop.
Oh,
it's terrible. No, you know what? That's not. Let's do more of a fun story. That one's fucking terrible. So there's a college student. There's a college student who was attacked by a family of dogs who had her eyes, nose, ears, and lips eaten off.
A college student?
She was a college student.
She? Yeah.
What college was this?
I could take five dogs easy.
Let me guess. It was a fucking pit bull, Shannon, right?
Yeah.
So one of them was a pit bull mix. The other one was a German shepherd mix. Both were rescue dogs. And so she was going to walk them for like a couple that's a friend of the family. And before she even took a step into the house, they got her. They dragged her back in. And then there recently, this was just released, and you'll see that in the video I'm going to show you, there's a little bit of the body cam footage of the cops when they went to the house. They got there 37 minutes into the attack.
Oh, my gosh. So the dogs were just attacking her?
Yeah.
They were, like, taking breaks and tagging each other in? They're all quite hard, huh?
Yeah, I think they just latch on, do they, until
where eventually. Was this at?
Texas, I believe.
Wait, well, she just walked into some random Texas. Person's house?
No, she was walking their dog. She was, they asked her to walk their dog.
So she walked into the house other to
dogs,
get the dog.
Other dogs from the same people?
No, she was supposed to walk those dogs,
yes,
right?
Yes.
All those dogs.
So she walked two in dogs. And goes, "Hey, doggy, doggy."
Yeah, that's hilarious. Immediately on. Just yeah. latched on and
she's
fucking
ate
her.
She's supposed to walk the two dogs, yeah. So in the video I'm going to show you, some of it is from like a news report, but like all the information is in here.
I think I'd fuck a dog up.
Oh, I'd lose my shit.
I would crack. I'd fuck a dog up.
I feel like I could very easily take a dog's eyeball out with my thumb.
Oh, I'm definitely. Cracking the shit out of these dogs.
I'm shoving my hand down his mouth. So this is when they show up.
Never before seen body cam footage shows the responding officer struggled with the dogs under control. We can't make entry because of the dogs. Oh, my fucking God.
Is that one of the dogs?
That is now.
Oh, my God.
Her.
That's chaos, dude.
Jesus
wow.
Christ. She says, showing her injuries to be seen as an example, not a victim. I feel like I didn't ask for this, so I think it's time to show who I am now, and I can't be scared of it. I want dog owners and other animals to be able to communicate with their sitters how they are. That's fucking crazy. Can we see her before?
Oh so our God. Dogs are a little face-eaty.
Yeah, when you get
how
in there.
How do you communicate that?
They might
Rover,
nip
Rover,
at you
down.
Little.
Rover.
Yeah, mauled on her face. They have a before or after?
I have a better video. Sorry,
I feel like
one.
If it
how delicious was her face?
Mm. Here, this will also show you her before and
she had a honey skin mask.
She was an older black woman. The dogs did a number on this bitch.
So this is the body cam footage.
Oh, I'm walking. I would kick that dog in the fucking head.
Kill the dogs. Why? I watch cops shoot dogs all the time. Oh, go back to the girl.
Hey.
She was okay. She was cute. She was cute.
What? We even saw that one. I didn't do much then.
Well, I mean, she wasn't a smoke show, dude. I mean, if she was a smoke show, then it would have been. Look, it's not being insensitive. It would be considerably worse, right?
Well, how do they think that the dogs weren't going to just fucking attack her? It's not like they. That's like out of. That's exactly how the dogs act.
Give us more of this story, Shannon, please.
Yeah, I want you to watch some of this video. I fast forward a little bit. This is the crime scene.
Boom. So like the kitchen. Dogs drag you from the front door to the living room.
Yes.
What do you remember about where they were attacking you?
Seems like the face.
My arm, my face the most, so especially when I felt the skin.
So then I thought I shouldn't be wearing peanut butter a facial mask. This is the worst idea.
Oh, you want a smoochie dog?
Good dog.
Police arrived. 37 minutes passed before first responders felt safe going in.
By the way, that's like 4 hours in dog years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You see them pick up her body?
She was rushed to a trauma
center. Wait, let me see. Go back.
Damn.
They also, the dogs also like ripped off all of her clothing.
I was going to say, was that, she was naked?
Mm-hmm. They ripped it all off. A medic rescued Jacqueline and ran
out with her. She was rushed to a trauma center. Jesus Christ.
It's sad. But
it is sad. That's horrible.
You know, women are just so weak.
I mean,
getting fucked up by a dog.
Did they kill the dogs?
Not yet, at least.
When was this?
Did you ever see someone like kick a dog in the face or something? Like, I mean, they.
Oh, yeah.
We are better.
Yeah.
We are
zero,
better.
Zero problems with the dogs.
Oh, so there's one other thing which you'll see in a second is that they had a sign up. So here he's saying he has three kids. There's never been an issue. But there was here's the sign. Let me pause it. This was the sign up at their house.
Sleeping baby crazy dogs. Please don't knock around the bell.
They'll go nuts if you ring the bell.
Yeah, so this is what they're using to like sue the family because they're like, no, we've never had any problems. But the fact that they had this sign
crazy
up,
dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that could mean that the dogs bark when somebody's at the door and it wakes up the sleeping baby.
Yeah, but the lawyer is really like taking this and running with it.
I mean, kill those fucking dogs right away. Like, we put them down. I'm sorry here. Like, they're fucking, they're wild animals. What do you want me to say? If you're, you know, I'm not trying to be a fucking asshole here. Like, I get that people love dogs and shit, but it's like, this fucking girl.
That's a horrible.
Damn, they took a chunk out of her head too. You see that?
So they, which they'll continue to say, but I'm not going to play the whole video for you, but they've used skin
She's
grafts.
Dressed like Andrea now.
Is she hotter? Is it hotter?
She's got Andrea's
Are you gay? No, I was mauled by dogs.
That's the new look now.
Aren't you a lesbian? No, I was brutalized by
The mauled by, look, by dogs look.
It's the same look, you know?
Andrea's dressed like she was mauled by dogs.
So they use skin from her butt and from her forehead to start.
Oh, she's a white girl. She had almost no butt skin.
Yeah, she looked a little lean.
To start grafting onto her face. I play a little more if you want.
Yeah, dude.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, this poor girl,
they definitely
dude.
Got on her mouth and started ripping
that,
them off.
That seems horrific.
I didn't ask for this.
You didn't?
I think that...
That's fucking... Damn. I feel really bad for this girl.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Who I am now. Jesus. And I can't
they jump on
it.
Your face. You're what? Yeah.
That's it, really. That's most of it.
Honestly, there's some Instagram filters that would do her wonders.
Yeah, she all she needs, she's like a sepia away from looking normal again.
I feel bad for that. I legitimately feel bad for that girl.
An Instagram
that
is, filter on it.
See, for being a dude, like.
Yeah. Ironically, when you see her, you go, woof.
Being a dude, you could fucking. There's so much emphasis put on looks with fucking chicks that it's just like there's no amount of funny or personal. She's never going to get good enough at graphic design to make it fucking okay. Like, oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
I feel so bad. I mean, look, even being a dude. But look, this is very fresh, obviously. She'll like get better over time, but that has to be fucking.
But the idea of lying there helpless while a dog
eats you,
noshes on your face.
And there's two, though, too.
Yeah, so like, one of them's like biting your fucking pussy.
Damn, when was that?
They ripped their clothes off, haven't
they? So it happened a couple of days before Christmas and a couple of days before her 22nd birthday.
Damn.
So her initial surgery was 7 hours long, and she flatlined like 4 times during that surgery. She lost 30% of the blood in her body. So the fact that she is alive really is like
Jesus
a
Christ, Shannon. Why are you bumming me out so much, you bitch?
I love how we didn't talk about the story about the guy getting killed by the cops. So we went to the mauled teenager.
She lived at least.
Yeah, she is fucking
the faceless woman. It's tough.
Holy shit, dude. Well, yeah.
I think if a dog gets onto your neck.
Oh yeah,
I'm fucked. But anywhere else, I'm fucking.
I remember a Rottweiler.
I'm going nuts.
Kick him right. Kick a dog in the stomach, he'll probably kill the cunt.
A Rottweiler grabbed my Jack Russell Terrier, like whole mouth on, like grabbed him by the neck, pressed him down to the ground. I was like, oh, he's fucking dead. And my instincts just kicked in. I grabbed the Rottweiler by the mouth and I fucking just pried his mouth open.
Yeah.
And the sport fucking ran.
Good.
This fucking guy was, you know, the dog's owner was on his phone. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I realized the owner could kick my ass and his dog could kill my dog. There's nothing good was coming out of this, so I left. Yeah.
This tag team match was not going to go well. Sport's fucking 5 blocks away.
Yeah, dude, Sport was fucking wanted to fight this dog.
Oh, no.
Sport, Jack Russell Terriers see themselves as big dogs. Yeah. He had a Napoleon complex, so he was just like, yeah, fuck you, f***ing ass dog. And he would just like, dude, he would talk shit to all the fucking big dogs. You try to take their shit. Oh, it's crazy. Fucking Sport. All right. Let's see. What else is here? Anything else, Shannon? Any fun ones?
I want to do Does It Live?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is it the same girl?
We could have. Jesus Christ, Shannon.
We just did it.
Does it dog food?
Does it want to live? This should be the question.
Does it
should it live
or does it die? Oh.
Here we go. What is it?
So this is a girl. She's training in the gym about to do squats.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's much sound.
And then a dog comes out and rips her face off. I'm like, whoa.
What, she squatting?
Yeah.
God
damn.
Oh.
All right, we'll stop there. What do you guys think?
Do you reckon like her whole...
She's dead.
No.
I'm going to say I think she's alive only because Shannon was like, we're going to stop it there because I feel like Shannon was wanted to not show me any more of her body moving.
She's certainly injured, right?
Yeah, kind of a couple scrapes.
Do you want to know how much the weight
was? Yeah, I was going to ask that.
She just didn't want it.
It was 400 pounds.
400?
Mm-hmm.
But then, but the thing is kind of...
So it was one Bobby Kelly.
But we are... While she was
so
sitting
on... No, I don't reason. Know why. He's not even here.
And she...
I'm sitting next to you.
Basically bent her down, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like... It went and just on the back of her neck, right? Like, just held her there?
I mean, I sent this to Shannon, but I purposely didn't watch it.
Probably yeah. crushed her.
I think it killed her.
Yeah,
I think
so broke her neck. 400? You think freeway just slammed? I mean,
nah, because
slammed, but
it's
still.
Into like a cushion. It's that's like a cushion seat. So yeah. just like
and
a
you gotta imagine
bit of...
the amount of times that she's had a man push her head down toward his cock. Yeah. So it's almost like the same thing. She probably has worked that muscle
and
out.
And then the big guy would have got her straight off there.
Yeah. I think she's alive.
I think she's alive to tell the tale. To live another day.
What the answers are in? All right, I'll let you watch the rest of it.
Sure, she's decapitated.
She's like, oh no. what the fuck are you doing?
Oh no.
Idiot.
Uh-oh.
So that's her daughter. Her daughter she's was dead. Actually there watching.
Oh my God.
She's dead.
Yeah, she is dead.
No way, she died?
Whoa, whoa, yeah, dude. Whoa.
Shannon, what the fuck?
Does it live, Lewis?
Shannon, she's dead?
Yep.
That's her daughter watching?
Dead. Yep.
Way to go, you dumb shit.
And so this video is actually used for educational purposes to teach people to work out safely.
Yeah.
And she didn't use like the clips to hold the weight in place on the squat rack. And so look at all the blood.
Oh my God.
Where's that coming out of her ears?
Christ almighty. She's got a period.
Where was that?
Her tampon,
you know what?
Her tampon shot out of her pussy.
Where was that at?
Hold on, let me see if it says it. Mexico City.
Ah.
But like if it weren't for Bob Kelly, Lewis would have been the one spotting her.
But you got to be fucking.
She did try and come in and be like, check this out. There aren't strong.
Girl boss, hashtag get this, record this.
Yeah. Adios, mios. Carajo.
Fuego, fuego, fuego.
What's that big dude doing?
He's just hanging out.
He's like, you got it. Not I'm pinky. So
yo,
pinky.
How much do come you on. Want this?
More you.
Yeah.
She got to push. She's just dead.
She's like, has she ever even done like 100 pounds?
Has she ever put up anything bigger than like the bar?
You got this.
You got a question though, like how stupid they are to do that. Like that's like, I know it's sad, but that's on you for being fucking, why would, how would you even put yourself in that situation?
Yeah.
You go, well, listen, if I don't.
It's not the girl being eaten by the dogs where you feel like she was just trying to walk these dogs.
Yeah, that this sucks.
Is, you were trying to lift 400 pounds with your neck, lady.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah fucking 400. That lady, look, she was 5'1". Well, fuck her. no judgment zone.
Let's
vertebrae.
Let's wrap this one. It's been a fun show.
Bink. Bink fitness that
one. Bing bong.
Hope fitness.
Yep. Nope, that did it. We're going to wrap this one up. Thank you guys for watching. This has been a great week of Real Ass Podcasts. We'll be back next week with some more shows. Right, Shannon?
Right.
Going to be a lot of fun. Back in town. See you on the 25th and 26th on Long Island at Governors and Brookridge. Me and Zach Amico. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.